Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Well, this is one of those nice times that we get out of the studio, and we're recording this week's edition of Spectrum at the Monroe College location in Flushing, Queens. Now, we get to Flushing from time to time because it's one of the large Chinese neighborhoods here in the greater New York area. And we have a return visitor to our program, Evan Jerome. Evan, welcome back to China America Radio.
It's great to be here.
Now, we've had you on before, and of course, you're affiliated with, intimately affiliated with Monroe College. For our listeners who are just joining us for the first time, I know they've seen Monroe College signs and buildings around. Give us a little backstory on the university, on the college.
Monroe College started in 1933. We have campuses in Westchester, in the Bronx, in Queens now, in St. Lucia. We have an online campus. We have 7,300 students. We're a private college that gives incredible support and attention to students. We're more career-focused, not only graduation, but securing a good position in industry is really our goal for every student. We have an incredible culture. Students are number one. And it's great to be here in Flushing. We've been here for about 2.5 years, and we love it.
So what was the inspiration to put a campus in Flushing since Monroe College has other locations that are doing well?
It was partly personal for me and also for the college strategic. The personal side for me was I started coming to Flushing on my own and exploring the neighborhood. I used to go to this great vegetarian restaurant called Buddha Bodai, which was around here. And I couldn't get over how vibrant a neighborhood it was, how ethnically diverse it was, and how much development was coming into the neighborhood. So I was just kind of awestruck by the neighborhood, and I thought it could be a great opportunity for Monroe. So I really connected it to the college. And for Monroe, Flushing represents a few things. It represents reaching a whole new demographic of students that we just haven't really had so much of at the college. Flushing represents a bridge to a new region of New York City, which is Queens. Monroe has, for decades, been in the Bronx and in Westchester, in New Rochelle. And I would say, thirdly, Flushing represents our incredible growth in international recruitment. At the college now, we have roughly 1,000 students out of 7,300 students are international students, traveling to New York City and learning with us. So Flushing represents our growth in China, in India, Bangladesh, Latin America, all these countries where we're now seeing incredible growth in terms of our student body.
Evan, I got a press release a couple of weeks ago that piqued my curiosity. It appears you're going to have a tech boot camp. Now, I know what all three of those words mean. You put them together for me and tell me how you envision that at Monroe College.
We're very excited. We're launching the tech boot camp at Monroe College. And I'm not a techie. So I've had to do my share of research in terms of understanding, what this is all about. A gentleman brought the idea to my attention, and I researched it. Basically, New York City, over the next 10 years, all the studies show there's really two industries that lead in terms of job growth. The first one is healthcare, okay? The second one is tech. Healthcare and tech. On the tech side, you have A lot of expansion now with tech companies expanding in New York. That could either be tech startup companies, smaller entrepreneurial companies, or larger, you know, huge corporations such as Google, which not too long ago set up shop, you know, in Chelsea. You also have today every company in the world, of course that includes New York, every large or mid-sized company has an IT department, you know, and in those IT departments, you could have a few individuals, 50 employees, or if you're Chase Manhattan Bank, you can have 1,000 employees just in IT. So there's incredible growth in this sector. There's a lot of different ways to approach the education in tech. The boot camp, though, is focusing on application and software development. So there's three tracks. One is mobile app development. The other track is open source web technologies. And the third track is Microsoft technologies. These are courses that these were given to me by our IT department and by our chief technology officer at Monroe as what is hot now. These courses are hot.
What is the level of the people that would be participating in this? Is it entry level? Is it people that have some experience in these fields already? Is it, where do people come from that would be participating in this? When you say boot camp, usually that means low end or startup. I presume you need to know a little bit before you enroll for one of these courses.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. What I've learned is this is a program really primarily for individuals that are in the workforce already. They're professional people. They are educated, probably already have at least an associate degree. Bachelor degree is beneficial. Could even have a graduate degree. And there's not really an age to it. The type of individual this bootcamp could be for is someone who is passionate about tech and learning more.
So it might really fill in a lot of loose ends and help round out someone who has learned their technology either through course studies or just peripherally from growing in a world of technology.
Yeah, this could be someone who is working in one career and wants to make a career change and get into the tech sector. This would be a boot camp that would jumpstart their education and develop their toolbox that they could start in an entry-level job in tech. This is a program for someone that might have graduated with a degree in computer science, but they're not really working in tech the way they want to be working. Some of the programs in computer science at the colleges and universities are very theoretical, and the coursework could be a bit antiquated. They're not learning what's really current sometimes.
So this is very hands-on, very up-to-date.
Very up-to-date, very hands-on. And it could also be someone who already works in tech. They could be working in an IT department of a company, or they could be working at a tech firm of any nature, and they just want to enhance their skills and get into app development, coding. So it's for, you know, some different constituencies.
So it can take what you already know and take you horizontally into areas where maybe you're not quite so well schooled.
That's right. And the word boot camp is different from the traditional classroom. Okay. And I'll just quickly tell you the difference. In this boot camp, if you're accepted to it, you're going to be designing websites. You're going to be building websites. You're going to be building apps. You're going to be working on, you know, tangible projects that have, you know, real world value. You're going to be working collaboratively with the students in your classroom. You need to bring to the classroom your own laptop because you're going to have projects you're going to be working on separately with others in the class. Very collaborative, very real world. The instructors that we have for this are excellent. They're working in industry. And we're going to have professionals from tech visiting each class, talking to the students. Each class is going to have a field trip where they're going to go out to tech firms or IT departments. After the boot camp tracks are finished, students will be presenting their work to a panel of judges that work in tech.
And this event is going to be at the Monroe College location in Flushing, Roosevelt Avenue, right in the heart of Flushing, and only about 50 steps away from the number 7 subway exit, so that's always convenient. If people would like more information on the boot camp, now it's going to be starting in the spring, so we're talking sometime toward the end of March, and the courses will run into April and beyond, perhaps. If people want more information about the Tech Boot Camp, where can they go and how can they find out or enroll or get some more information?
Well, we're going to run classes in Queens. We also might run a class at our Bronx campus, just to make it convenient for different students. Anyone interested can call the Queens site at 914-740-6614. Or they can email queens@monroecollege.edu.
Very good. Evan Jerome has been our guest from Monroe College, and we'll be keeping up to date with other events you have going on. But thank you very much. Boot camp sounds like something I might even be interested in.
I'm excited about it.
you came into the conversation saying you didn't know much about it, but you speak very fondly of it, so it looks like you've taken your curiosity to a practical level. Thank you again for joining us on China America Radio.
Thanks, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.